I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Leva.
Here.
Thor.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Valentine.
Here.
Megan.
Here.
Thor.
Here. First up on our agenda, we have our correspondence.
Make a motion to receive and file.
Second. Okay, any discussion on any of these?
Yes.
Mrs. Leva. Which one are we going for first?
No, okay. Dog ears on all of them, I think. How about the refunding bond?
Okay.
This is something we've been asking for a few years every year, so thank you for keeping on the back burner and still looking into it. I want to make a motion that we move forward.
Well, we have a motion on the floor already, so we can hold
okay.
that for a little bit.
All right.
Any other questions on the refunding bond? Well, I have one. Will this lengthen the period of time that we have to pay off? Keeps everything the same time-wise?
Keeps everything the same. It actually does even more than what I initially expected, because when I talked to the consultant, we still have some notes that's never been converted to serial bonds, and we're coming to a time where they have to be converted. So what I asked him to do is to take the notes that the bonds that we already have outstanding, combine them with notes that we don't, and make it one serial bond. This way we can save the cost of issuance, because we only have to pay it once versus for the old refunding and then for the new one. So not only reduces our debt, doesn't extend the life of the existing bonds, it also saves us the cost on the notes that are outstanding that would have to be refunding bonds.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions on the refunding bond part?
Well, just further on that, then, so the savings will be within the $7,000 per year? That you estimated?
This is a savings on the existing debt that is going to be converted. It's not on the new one.
Okay. So the $7,000 a year is still...
It's a good rough estimate.
An estimate.
Okay.
So we're just doing questions on all the
cards? Yeah, for right now. Then after that, you can make your motion.
Okay. Then I have questions on the online property tax and sewer utility payment.
I do, too.
I didn't quite understand in their attachment, like, why wouldn't we need the option for credit card payments? Like, otherwise, how are they paying for it? What was that option?
There's two ways. There's two separate modules. One is to pay with your checking account, and one is to pay...
Oh, like a direct deposit.
All online banking.
The one that we're offering is to pay from the checking account.
Ah, okay. That was where I was like, okay. Then, what sort of, like, confirmation will people get that they... paid the bill?
They get an email back that says, thank you, your tax has just been paid, your confirmation number, the whole email.
Okay.
And so it says one-time setup fee. That's in here, $1,750, that's...
Right. They have to build the linkage in the software, our software, and the bank, because all the transactions will be electronically, so there's a lot of setup.
So, in my research, because I did do some research on other companies that provide this type of service, and setup fee, they all pretty much have that, but the annual fees, I think there's kind of a big range in that. I don't know, was there any other options explored?
There's different ways to do it. I mean, if we have in-house staff, we could obviously do it much cheaper. The beauty about CityNet versus other companies that I looked at is, A, they're local and they understand New Jersey tax laws. I've looked at, there's a company called Municipay, they operate out of Minneapolis, and they tell you that ACH is free. However, because they're not local, there's some nuances about New Jersey laws that their software wouldn't accommodate. For example, they will go ahead and accept lien payments. They will allow you to make those online, which, that invalidates the lien. This software allows us to stop receiving payments before tax Fairview, so we can go online and manage ourselves. We can post messages for the residents if there is extended payment dates and things like that. They really work with software in New Jersey, so in my eyes, they are the most, I guess, beneficial for the town.
Are those the only two that you researched? Because
yes.
When I was at the League of Municipalities convention, I was talking with several different companies regarding this, and I'm almost 100% sure that one or two of the ones that I talked to probably about four, are from New Jersey.
Well,
so, you know, and of those, again, this annual cost seems to be less. So I don't know if, you know,
you also have to,
we should go forward without exploring other avenues. You know.
The reputation of the company, because, I mean, I used to have Chase provide the same service in my other municipality, and they pulled out of business and they gave us 2 weeks' notice. They said, we're not interested anymore. And
well, that's a bank.
You know, every resident was accustomed going, used to, and then suddenly they pulled out, said, not interested in doing business in government anymore because the regulations changed. Given that is not tied up to any banking institution, so there is nothing writing. This is the only service they provide. They basically find my bank and the residents.
I don't recall the name of the one that I particularly liked, but they offered to do a presentation to the council. And when I approached our manager about setting this up, he said, oh, no, we already have something set up, so you don't have to worry about that. And
if you find a business card and give me a company name, I'll definitely reach out to them.
Yeah, because this company, they actually, they made their own software, so it's, you can go into any, you know, accounts that we want. It's totally secure. You know, there's, you know, quite a bit of savings, I think, compared to this price, so.
Just give me the card and I'll hold them.
You said that your previous municipality, or another municipality, they used a bank. Our banks do not provide this service? That was the first question I had.
They do, except they're not in business for it, so the software is not user-friendly. This one is extremely user-friendly.
Okay. Any other questions on this?
Go ahead. The only thing I had was, like, I noticed on the convenience fee, too. I know certain organizations and municipalities charge, and a DMV charges now convenience fee for anything. Do we want to look at that as an option to pay for that annual
fee? Well, that's what
fee.
That's right. That's
right.
Going.
Right. We have to do it anyway.
But the reason that I'm against, you know, is because it's, number one, cheaper to start with some of these other companies.
Right.
And also, we want to try to keep the fees, you know, down.
Down to minimum or none. We can do nothing.
Well,
that's
yeah,
great.
Or not. So.
Mr. Boyle, you had something?
Thank you, Mayor. I agree with Councilman Torres. Better to have a couple of other options. Would this company be willing to come in here to do a PowerPoint presentation so we can actually see how user-friendly it is?
Sure.
I think that would be good. And whomever Councilman Torres has, too, we can look at that.
Yeah, I'll go.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Cione, you had a question also?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, when I was on council, I actually had FinNet come in and do a presentation about the software, exactly the same thing. That was probably 3 years ago, so I don't know if the gentleman I worked with was still there.
Right.
It was 3 years ago, but he was the head guy, so he would have absolutely no problem coming in and giving a presentation.
Okay, Ms. Dudley, you have?
Is this a money-saving thing for the people, or is this a money-spending thing for our taxes?
I think would all depend on the fees that we charge in order to do it. I mean, initially there would be some setup costs to do it, but it would be
as a taxpayer, where do I save money?
Probably not. There would be more convenience than anything.
Well, it could end up being savings if it were to increase the tax payments, you know, to bring up our tax rate, so that whereby the reserve for uncollected taxes would go down. So it's, you know, that's
a possibility, but I don't think that's what any of us would be counting on.
What you're saying is with this added convenience, it would make it easier for people to access to pay their taxes. And what she means by that is more people will pay their taxes, therefore the paid tax rate will go up higher, and more taxes will be paid. I think so. In my opinion, I think so. I mean, I do most of my bills online. You know what I mean? I rarely step in the bank anymore unless I have to deposit a check.
Plus, licenses and fees can be set up on these kind of programs as well. So that if you have your dog or your pet,
I still have my
manual
way of doing things, so I still have that in the back burner. But just in case, you know what I mean? The convenience, and we hope not to charge a convenience fee if we can avoid that. So, you know, that's really the biggest thing. But the initial startup cost, you know, we got to look around, just like Mr. Councilman Torres said.
All right, so it seems that really we want to table this, at least for the time being, until the other options are investigated.
I agree with that.
Well, I guess we want to move forward, but we need
more information.
Yeah, more information. Mr. Torres can provide the information that he has.
Right.
And we can go from there. Okay. Anything else on the correspondence? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Mrs. Gleeby, you would like to make a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that the CFO continue with, what do you want to call it, refunding the bond.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That brings us to the minutes, regular and executive of both December 20th, January 3rd, and January 17th. The executive is only for the 20th.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Okay, any discussion on any of the minutes?
Okay, on the January 17th minutes, last page, under council remarks, it says, Councilman Torres noted that in Governor Christie's speech, he stated he will be working to reduce the size of government and government regulations. But I also did say that, and it should read that, and Councilman Torres had hoped the borough could follow suit. So I think that wasn't clear in there.
Anything else on any of the minutes?
Yeah, on the 20th.
Yes.
I don't know what page it is. Resolution 2003 and 2005.
You mean 204 and 205?
That's right. Sir. I think you have me abstaining on the first one and the second one. I voted for the extension and didn't vote.
Tell me, what is it? I don't.
It's for the extension of the contract with the
OEA.
That one I did.
For 2004, I have you here as a nay on that one.
Right. That was for the extension. I voted for
the
extension.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. I see. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And on January 17th, just if you could note under the background checks that it was Councilman Torres that requested that it go to the Code Book Committee. That's not something that the COBA committee is not going to be reviewing every new ordinance. That's not what the committee is doing. It's reviewing the existing COBA. But in this particular case.
Anything else on the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Well, I'm going to abstain from anything having to do with December 20th, because I was out.
Yeah, I'll do the same for January 17th, please.
At this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion of the meeting for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests. Ms. Detlef, you're first.
Where is our podium? What can I lean on?
Borrowed.
Okay. The DPW garage, the late fees that supposedly were incurred, are we getting any money for that?
That is all in litigation right now.
Yeah? What does that mean?
That means that's all I can tell you.
Oh,
it's all
okay.
In litigation right now. The attorneys are working on it.
You think we'll get anything? That's all in litigation right now.
Yeah, personally, yes.
You do?
I think we will.
Oh, good. Good. Okay.
Now, whether the attorneys get all of it or not is, you know, the attorney's fees in there, but I believe we will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Mr. Feldman?
Rick Feldman, 19 Prosper Way. Mr. Mayor, council members, come before you tonight as a representative and spokesperson for the concerned citizens of Washington. We believe that the borough is at a crossroads. The opportunity that presents itself to us concerns the replacement of terminating borough manager and the future direction of our community. Has council developed a specific process to hire a new borough manager? If so, what is it? Will you be kind enough to share it with us? Has council undertaken to review and develop a new job description, especially since the responsibilities and scope of the position have changed dramatically in the past 4 years? Less employees, less bottom line responsibility, etc. Again, if you have, will you share it with the public and accept community input into improving it? If you haven't, why haven't you? In either case, we feel there's no rush to fill this position as a very capable substitute is in place. The development and approval of a new position description must be put in place before you undertake a search for a new person. Have you reached out to members of the community who are experienced in recruitment and selection, since none of you really have no experience? Has the council investigated the possibility of combining this position with another position, maybe a manager clerk, maybe a manager engineer, or any other legal combination that will save the borough money? If so, what have you developed? Will you share it with the public? Since the borough manager serves at the will of the council, why has the present borough manager not been relieved of his duties immediately upon his resignation? You are paying him over $28,000 in unused vacation and sick time, and you are paying him to come to work each day, even though he has resigned. This is absolutely insane. Get rid of him now, stop paying him, and let the acting borough manager perform the duties that need to be performed. You are allowing him to double dip on the taxpayers. You created a search committee of council members. Why are there no citizen members or business members on this committee? Will you consider implementing a change that would include such members? Most importantly, we believe that a dialogue needs to take place as to the future of our borough, specifically as it relates to the form of government, manager council, mayor council, or any other legally allowed entity, as well as the potential for merging with another municipality. Has council had any discussion about the form of government and potential merger partners? What are the disadvantages or advantages to these ideas? This should be done before a new manager is hired. Depending on the discussion, we may not even need to hire a manager, or maybe the individual hired needs experience in this kind of municipal change management. Nonetheless, it is time for our elected representatives to grasp the opportunity that has emerged and to accept this challenge so that the community may benefit in the long run.
We will submit that either an email or that.
I was just going to say, could I have a copy of that?
Yeah, we will do our best to answer those for you.
Sure. Thank you.
Sure.
Just speaking on the change of form of government, other people have mentioned that to me as well. Doesn't that require a referendum? How would that work? We just couldn't, we couldn't decide on among ourselves.
We could put it on as a referendum, I believe, and I'm kind of going off of memory here. The citizens could have a petition go around for such, but there would have to be, in both cases, another municipality that we would want to be I'm going off track.
I mean, so you want
way,
it to be like Hackettstown, where the mayor...
It has to be on the ballot somehow.
It does have to be on the ballot. That's what I didn't want to misinform when I spoke to people. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Petition and ballot.
Yeah.
Two, same time.
Yeah, either way, it has to go onto the ballot.
Petition, then the election.
Yeah, so it gets onto the ballot
not
that way.
Or both.
The borough can put it on the ballot by itself, or
the
petition can be done and then gets it on the ballot, much like you did with the audit. Similar
right,
type
so
of thing.
A petition.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Mayor, what Mr. Feldman said. Thought was legitimate about getting involvement with the search committee as far as resident or business owners. That has some validity to it. If the committee considered that, I don't know how far we are in our search or where we're at, but I mean that's not a terribly bad idea.
First
that's
question,
more transparency.
First question I have about that is, can they? as this could be a considered a personnel issue.
I don't believe it would be anything of a decision-making. It would be more of observance, you know, for transparency.
Yeah. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I think that's a question.
Beat up in July.
We need a legal opinion on it.
Yeah. Well, let's get that opinion. I know you said you're going to look at those questions and answer them, but we should answer those questions as a group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or we can all have our each individual.
No, we can answer it here. I mean, once we get the definition, if we want to go forward with, involvement with citizens, we can answer it here. We need a special meeting.
Take legal advice, the time to digest
yeah.
it.
If we had, if the attorney was here tonight, we'd ask him the same question. We'd get it right tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant all of the questions in the letter.
Oh, no, I don't think all of them.
I think the committee might have special questions that they can answer themselves, regarding and then us.
No. Who's chairing that now? Johnny?
Okay. Anyone else from the audience?
Susan Sloan, 89 Grand Avenue. I have a comment about the new manager. I would like a report once a month on the cost or maybe on the cost of the police. I know every time I've asked, it's apples and oranges, ma'am, and don't bother your little head about it, but I'd really like to know what it's costing us to have the police in the township. Because when I talk to my fellow citizens, the first thing they bring up is the lack of police. Now, I know I can't justify it. I can't say, but seems to me we as citizens would like to see more speeding control and things like that. We just don't see it.
More
and
presence.
I think we should, as a community, ask for, I'm not saying let's go back to the old system or anything like that. I'd like an accounting, period. How much it's costing us not to have the boys in blue. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Pyle.
I want to make a request.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to have, since we're going to have a new head of this council, that the entire council be involved in the selection of the new candidate, and that the public can be here while you're interviewing some of them.
Again, that I think that's a personnel issue, and that may not be allowed because in previous times when we have interviewed the candidates, we have done so in executive session. So in that regard, I don't think that you're allowed to.
Well, who is on this committee right now?
Well, the committee is Mr. Valentine, Mr. Torres, and myself. We're going to go through and do the first draft and eliminate those who are not qualified versus those who are qualified. From there, we're going to send out a questionnaire to those who we feel are qualified to see, just to get a feel for them. We were looking at the questionnaire last night, and we pretty much approved it, made a small change to it. And it's much the same process that we did last time.
Well, I think you did a lovely job last time. You had the council told the Mr. Phelan to draw up his own contract. When I heard that, I was horrified. I couldn't believe that you did that. Why? I mean, is that the normal thing to do? We have a job description. We've had it for years and years and years. None of it was followed. Not a bit of it.
That's an opinion.
Well, it's my opinion, and I'd like to have you look into it. Find that the job description and discuss it instead of just ignoring it. It took a lot of months of work because I was on that first one when we made this up years ago, and it's always worked well. I don't know why you people ignored it. I really don't. And you certainly don't have the candidate write up his own contract. I think that's outrageous. And that's what's costing us a lot of money. I think you should pay better attention to what's going on.
I think we did a fine job.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Torres, you had something to add.
I just wanted to say that we also had the municipal clerk is also on the committee as well.
Yes.
So we didn't mention that.
My apologies.
The audience that needs to know that was voted on last meeting.
I don't know why I keep forgetting you, Christine, but I do.
That'll come back to bite them.
Probably. Anyone else from the audience? Hearing none, I accept.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next up, we have Ordinance 1-2012 for the public hearing and adoption.
Make the motion to move Ordinance 1.
Second. Okay, any discussion on that? I'm sorry.
I see that it basically wasn't changed, and I didn't hear back from Mr. Phelan had said that he was going to get in touch with the Recreation Department regarding, I had requested the Recreation Department look into, a lot of residents had come to me and said it would be better if there were monthly fees for the pool. And so I had thought that monthly fees might be on there.
My apologies for that. I did bring that before the Recreation Committee at their last meeting.
Okay.
Not so much as a monthly fee, but a half-season type of fee.
Yeah, something so that if they go on vacation, they don't have to.
They do that for after August 1st, that it was their basic consensus not to do that because they were afraid that people would get a pass for just June and July kind of thing and not the full season.
Well, they could adjust their prices accordingly, but this way at least.
They thought it would cut revenues.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Torres?
No.
Okay, at this point I'd like to open up the public hearing on Ordinance 1-2012. Oh, I'm sorry. Read by title first.
Ordinance 1-2012, an ordinance establishing Recreation Department program fees.
Okay.
Rudy Bashir, 191 Broad Street. The ordinance tonight is going to review the fees and approve them for the Rec Commission that the residents pay the same as non-residents. I'm opposed to that. I'm also of the belief that the Rec Commission cannot exist solely on their own funds. They need borough assistance, and I support that. We are paying additional money by the Rec Director, the secretary, and the DPW employee that works down in the borough park during the last summer. That is our burden. There should be two fee schedules, one for residents and a higher one for non-residents. This would only make it a little bit more fair and justifiable to the borough residents. So that's all I have to say.
Do you mean for every program or just the pool?
The pool.
They did that.
I thought it was one fee for everybody.
No, they changed it.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public? I'd accept the motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Abstentions? Okay, and then the motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? And the roll call.
Leva?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Torres?
No.
Sewell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Higgins?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 40-2012, declaring Ordinance 1-2012 to be an emergency ordinance for faster adoption to waive the 20-day waiting period.
You make the motion to move Resolution 40.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Higgins?
Yes.
And 41-2012, establishing the recreation fees for 2012.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
No.
Brings us to Ordinance 2-2012, an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and establish a cap bank. For introduction.
And is that, if we'd like to?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Yes, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, Borough of Washington, not Council of Bridgewater.
Yeah, otherwise the numbers are for us.
Just for clarification purposes, this is to establish a cap bank for expenditure.
Correct, that's appropriation of the cap bank.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Leila?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yep.
Valentine?
Yes.
An ordinance to exceed municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank.
Then we need a motion to approve it?
Second. I'll second it.
Okay. And any discussion on that? And a roll call again, please.
Leila?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Public hearing of ordinance 2012 will be March 6, 2012, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on February 16, 2012.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reports.
Make a motion to receive and file.
So moved. Out of seconds.
Any other discussion on that?
Yeah, I have a question or a suggestion. I'm not quite sure how it works. Regarding the January 27th, and he mentioned the library discussion, and that, you know, basically because of the state aid, we have to give them the $20,000 more than really what they needed.
Yeah.
And I read their letter. You know, I understand that. I was just wondering, though, so, like, where does that extra, say, $20,000, like, go? You know, like, are they spend, it wasn't in, if it's not in their budget, are they spending it? And then I was wondering, can the library establish, like, a trust account, like, for that extra money? You know, like, we have a snow trust account, so that, say, they needed an
improvement. I believe they already have trust accounts.
You know, like, so can that money go in there?
It could. The board will have to discuss what they want to do with it. I know there are some facility upgrades that they need to make.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, the air conditioning system and the heating system have had issues, so it could go there. They could expand their hours if they so desired. You know, so there are many ways that it could go.
So how does that work? Because I know we don't really have much of a say since they're a whole separate thing, but...
They will decide.
They will decide?
The board will decide what to do with it.
They'll get back to us? Like, I'd be curious to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you're on the board.
They would have to do like we would do for something like that, is amend their budget.
Oh.
I just want to clarify something. In the budget that you received for introduction, the library is only getting $172,000. The state municipal aid information was published, and their allocation went from $192,000 to $172,000, so we're not giving them $192,000.
Oh, it changed. Yes, they changed it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So we're only giving them $172,000 to $200-something.
Okay, that's news to me.
That's in your introduced budget.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
All right. So then, is this report wrong then? Because it says here in the opinion, my opinion, they only needed 172, but this is a state mandate 172?
Well, it changed. The state mandate.
I know, but I'm reading this report from the manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am of the opinion since they only needed 172 to operate. Is that his opinion or is that a state requirement?
Here's the sequence of events. Initially, when the library submitted their budget, they asked for $172,000. We looked on the state website for the most recent needs for information available, and it says one-third of the mill is $192,000. So based on that assumption, manager reached out to the library. Now, when the new municipal information was published, and it's based on the population and the budgets and everything else, the state recalculated one-third of the mill being $172,000. So therefore, what library requested is 172 matched what the state says their maximum or minimum that they're allowed to receive.
Well, I hate to move forward, but we have a resolution 46 uh, 2012, which is $20,000 in temporary emergency appropriations from the current fund for the library.
Correct.
Is that?
This is part of the 172.
It's separate.
Mm-hmm. No, it's subtracted from the 172.
Right. The total allocation would be 172 for the year. You've given them some of our amount in the temporary budget, and that's additional 20,000.
Okay, so
they
still
have a balance that we have to give them of $152,000.
Okay. That's what I thought. All right, good.
Thanks, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else on the reports?
I'm counseling one.
Okay. This is the typo I found here on the report, manager's weekly report, 1/20/12, under the December 20th. It's a 10, not a 10.
Okay, then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. Have any? Mr. Valentine.
Yeah, just wanted to report. We did have a meeting for the manager committee. Christine's there, the mayor's there, Rob Shores, and myself. One of the things we did, we looked at the opening statement for the borough manager, standard questions added. The first sentence initially ended with, it was borough manager's position who is working closely with an active, involved mayor and council members while serving as chief administrator, officer managing the day-to-day operations and interacting with the citizens. What was added to that was also borough employees. Question number 8, which was in a municipality of our size, would you think over our budget, in a municipality of our size, what would you think our overall budget should be? We also reworded that to ask him what was his experience with working with budgets, and we wound up looking at more questions dealing with, when we wanted to do the second round of interviews, concerning management skills and people skills, going deeper into what the town manager would do to actually interact on a more positive level with employees and people in the borough. So we have, so far it's been advertised, it's going to be advertised this month, and it's on our website, the League of Municipalities, NewJersey.com, and Star Ledger. And we have so far 5 resumes. I don't know if we received any more today.
One more,
so we have a total of 6 or more.
I just got a point of clarification here. Just so the public knows, is what John is referring to here is questions that were used the last time. There were general basic questions that the council was given. I was on the council at the time to select candidates by, just like a preliminary questions. Let me just go real quick. Just so everybody knows what these questions are, number 1, describe your experience in working with the negotiation and arbitration processes in dealing with bargaining units as they currently exist in the state of New Jersey. What comments do you have about the process itself?
Mr. Torres,
yeah.
Do you intend to read the whole thing?
I did, so the public is aware of what we...
It's posted on the website.
Is it?
Oh, okay.
Because I was going to say, I don't know if we want to give our candidates a heads up as to what's coming.
Well, the public wants to know, so...
But they are on the website?
Are they on the website?
No, these are follow-ups.
Okay.
These are not on our website.
Okay.
Okay. So can I continue then?
I agree with the manager. You know, why should what we're going to ask them be out there?
That's the mayor.
Sorry.
How about we do this? You're going to find out if we can have citizen involvement, right?
Yeah.
Once we find that out, I think that it should be
Right. Okay.
Fair enough. Anyway, that's what John was referring to, those questions.
And if we have questions, should we give them to you, or should we save our own personal questions for when we interview them?
I would say for when you interview them, when we all interview them.
I would like to see a copy of those questions, though, before they go out.
These?
I think the entire council should have an opportunity to review them.
Sure. I mean, they are the same as the last time, so you've seen them once, but not for 3 years.
But I wasn't here then, so I would like to see them.
Any other? Mr. Boyle?
You got some?
No, sorry.
I would just like to ask the code book. Should I be starting giving you my stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
As soon as possible, that'd be good.
Yeah? I'm sorry for the delay. Sorry.
Any other committee reports?
Can I give a brief update?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We did receive our code book.
Yay!
Good news. And we have the link for e-code. So the entire code book will be on the website very shortly. And council, as soon as I'm done just doing a quick look through, I'll put it in your boxes.
Okay, great.
So maybe tomorrow or Thursday.
What is it going to look like? What are we looking at?
New code book.
The new code book.
Oh.
Right, it's bigger, it's a little different, it's actually longer, so that when we recodify it, we'll all
okay.
And I encourage everyone to go on the website and look at e-code, because it's really great. Right?
Yes, really. Well, it's not up yet.
No, yes. I just want to review it quick
before we throw
it out there. How do you find that? I'll have the link right on the homepage of our website.
Okay. E-code?
It's e-code, yes.
Mrs. Detlev, you had something else?
Yeah, I wanted to know if these questions that you're asking, you know, when you're looking for somebody, does it have anything to do with reaching out for grants?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to deviate a little bit here, put the old business back a little bit, so we can get Ms. Turchin out a little bit sooner. We have a temporary budget appropriation. Resolution 46, 2012, and Resolution 47, 2012, which I think might fall under her auspices, so we'll get those out of the way if we can. So we'll go to 46, 2012.
When we're done with this, could I ask you two questions?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so I'll make the motion. Mm-hmm. Move Resolution 46.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? We have a roll call, please.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, I abstain on the fire department portion.
Joel?
Yes, and I also abstain on the fire department portion.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Okay. And 47, 2012.
Make the motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on this?
Yes, I had a question on this one, too. What, I mean, I think this is great that we can do this, but it looks like the budget that was presented to us already has that 95.2. What would it be if we didn't average?
If you don't average, it has to be at 94.9.
Okay. At 94.9. So this lowers that number.
This saves money in this year's budget.
Right, in this year's budget, yeah.
And for future budgets.
Well,
potentially.
Depends on how good you do this year.
Any other discussion? Let's do a roll call on this one.
Flores?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Cleva?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Ms. Lee, you had another question you wanted to ask?
Because it was going to be for the manager in my thing, and I'm not sure where we're going with him, and he's not here tonight. And he presented, like, two budgets. One was, you know, what he recommends as cuts. I was wondering, if say he's not here anymore, do you know what those cuts, for the departments, how are they being affected? Like, what aren't they getting, or where are those cuts coming from? Could you send me that information? Not the stuff that was just recent, not the most recent stuff, but you know, he gave just like a little thing that was highlighted, which shows clearly which
cuts they are.
If you could just say what's being affected in that department for me, that would help me. And then also, I'm sorry, one more question, nothing to do with the budget. You were working on for me with your reports with the year to date. Any status on that? He said he was going to work with you. We get the monthly report, and I asked for the year-to-date total. And there is a year-to-date total, but it only is for the month that's reporting. It's not adding
the other month.
You're talking about when they're writing the portion?
Right.
I'll look into it.
Okay, yeah, he said he was working with you on that.
I have a question for the CFO.
Thank you.
I don't know if you talked to the manager, but the manager had told us that with the presented proposed budget, the police number was still not in yet. I was wondering
correct.
If that is
still... Correct, still not in.
What is the holdup?
The last email I received from CFO and Township, it says, we're working, we're compiling the numbers. As soon as I have something, I'll let you know. I mean, this whole...
So you've contacted
email,
them, and they're just...
They're having their budget workshop on Saturday.
But I don't know if it should be ready before their budget workshop.
They should have those numbers before they, you know, their budget workshop.
They should have it by next week.
It doesn't help.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So my question.
What if I want? Is there any other questions for Ms. Turchin before we let her go? Hearing none. Thank you very much, Ms. Turchin. You have a wonderful evening. Okay, now we'll go back to old business. Mr. Jewell, you wanted to discuss the snow removal in the downtown.
Yes, sir, I do. Unfortunately, I was absent the day of the meeting that you discussed this. I believe it was back in December, correct me if I'm wrong. And I did some research and asked some information here regarding some of the pricing and things that have gone on over time. I am opposed to having the borough eat the cost of the snow removal downtown. And I would like to see the bid contribute as they have in the past. And I did get in contact with the road supervisor and our manager. And Rich actually sent me some information, some of the pricing. And actually, coincidentally enough, we had a snowstorm exactly a year from today. On the 8th, 9th, and 10th, we had snow removal 8 hours apiece each day. And that was a total of $944 for those 3 days. Each day, $944 for each day. And that was to remove the snow. I think at that time it was on the avenue. I'm not sure if they moved snow on parts of Broad Street or portions of Belvedere Avenue. That's the question. But that's what it cost. And also...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
We had a snowstorm those 3 days.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had a snowstorm, and it took them 3 days. Correction, it took them 3 days to remove it. So it was 8th, 9th, and 10th. So I'm assuming a snowstorm was either on the 7th or 8th. And they go in that midnight, and they'll remove it to whenever they can. There is a process to do that. With their equipment, they have to remove the sanders off the single-axle tandems, which a single-axle tandem doesn't hold all that much snow. So you have to use multiple tandem trucks. That means multiple trucks have to be taken apart. The winter tools have to be taken off, plows, sanders. That's a bit of a process. It takes a few hours to do that. They remove the snow. Now over those 3 days, they would have to use that equipment. So those 3 8-hour days, that means that's 3 days with the trucks being down, not able to plow snow or sand, and only to fill the snow into the truck. So it means you don't have to use the equipment. And then once that's done, then you have to reattach all the sanders, reattach the plows to all the trucks that they have to use, as well as refuel and get them ready for the next working day, which they do anyway, they refuel. So it's a bit of a process. And in the past, Mr. Bird informed me that they had used, I think as far back as 2006, we had a snowstorm. I think it was the day before. 1-3 of 2006 was the day I have a bill here, a vendor's bill. And they actually used they used tandem dump trucks by the name of Markle Trucking, and they used them. And the bid, I don't know if that time was actually built. It was unclear if they were billed or not, but the bill showed for snow removal downtown business section, it says $1,920. Now, whether that's for that one day or 3 days after that, I don't know. But the bill clearly states 1-3-2006. And that was easier for them to work with because with the triaxle tandems, they can hold more snow. They then did not have to take off the snow equipment. They can leave that in place and not have to use the single-axle tandem trucks that we have, but rather use the backhoes, the loaders, and all that stuff. So that it was easier for them to actually work with them, and it actually was quicker to remove the snow. So I just wanted to bring that to council because I don't know if they have a clear-cut picture of actually how that operation and process works. Do you have any questions on that at all, Robert?
So if these trucks are already out, why is there extra hourly costs for them? I mean, it seems like you're recapping the same numbers again because
the trucks are already out. You're talking about,
right.
You know.
Again, I'm going to bring, to answer that question, whatever. We have a shared service with the Board of Education to remove snow.
Right.
We don't eat that entire cost. They pay a portion of that, just like the bid should do, in my opinion. So I don't see that being any different. You know, that's to answer that question.
So you think a shared service?
I don't think the numbers are correct.
I think a shared service, or there's got to be some kind of contribution.
That's what I was thinking, like,
right.
originally, too, but then with the meeting you missed, it
right.
was Councilman Higgins that explained,
right.
and the attorney was here, that it all had to do with the services that we provided before the bid was established,
okay.
and the lawyer said whatever was provided, could you quote it a date, a letter, whatever was provided before, we need to continue to provide, and that's what changed my thinking, if it's something that we're supposed to be providing.
Well, you can't charge for a service that was provided prior to the establishment of the business improvement district.
Well, we were charging
for
3 years.
They were contributing.
And what this is, too, Mr. this isn't plowing the streets. This is the snow that's piled up on the sidewalk.
I know.
So it's not
right.
that they're out anyway doing that. It was special that they were going out and doing that. That was a secondary.
You got to realize, a lot of man-hours being put in place here. Equipment has to be taken apart, put
I
back
know,
together.
But that's
so,
why I'm,
and that's
I'm,
what I'm concerned about, because what if you get hit with a snowstorm, let's say, 2 days after? I'm sure John is he's an excellent road supervisor.
Well in the
prayers,
agreement that in the agreement that we had last year, whatever, they did it after they did their regular
right, absolutely
you know,
duties. In the event of something happens that we're caught off guard, you know. And again, it's gonna be a longer process because you got much smaller trucks you're working with too. And you know, manpower, you know, we're limited, we only have 5 I think full time guys, correct me if I'm wrong. So we didn't have as many as we had back then. But
the main argument on that, Justin, was that's borough property that we're removing the snow off
right.
of.
It's also state property, too, on Washington Avenue.
Is that
correct?
Not on the sidewalks.
The berms, though, I'm talking.
Yeah.
Not really concerned about the sidewalks.
Well, that's where the snow is taken off.
Right.
The
sidewalk goes to the road.
Yeah.
The berm is pushed to the edge, and that's
right.
the majority of it. So can we look at the state maybe see if they contribute or at least help us out?
I believe we have looked at that in the past, have we not, Sandy? Yeah, and the state doesn't want to have anything to do with it.
No. Now, as far as the
construction on the corner, like say 31 and 57, or something like that, they will come and do that, but they will not do or Broad or Bellevue or any of that. Maybe 31 and 57 is just causing problems.
So, my main concern is just that we're going to be eating a lot of costs here, and I'm a little leery of that. I'm keeping the taxpayer in mind here. I don't get my sidewalks done. You know, for free, I do it myself. There's a lot of other businesses in town that are not in the center of the town that are not part of that.
Well, the businesses still have to shovel in front of
them. Absolutely, they do. But, you know, I don't have berms removed in front of my house, and a lot of other people don't either. And as well as there's some other businesses outside of that area that don't either, so they don't benefit from that.
But the big problem, just so you're clear, for the businesses?
Right.
If all the businesses do shovel all the way up to the curb,
right.
they're not allowed to shovel it into the street.
Absolutely not,
against
right?
the law.
Correct.
So
where they go with it?
It goes into one big pile,
yeah.
and then what happens, it affects the businesses because the pile gets so huge that even cars driving past, they can't even see the window displays.
Right.
They can't see the signs.
I understand that.
They
yeah.
can't see pedestrians. It could be a safety issue.
No,
so you got this big, you know.
Oh, I understand that.
Big mound of snow.
I'm concerned
about
the cost. What it's going to cost. I understand.
The borough can get probably somebody there probably quicker than the bid as well.
Oh, probably, no doubt. But, you know, again, I'm just concerned about the cost and where that's going to come from. What if we get nailed with 3 or 4 storms this year? That's 3 or 4 days that, you know, we're going to be putting a lot of hours in. You can see 8 hours a day here for those last 3 days, the 8th, 9th, and 10th of February of 2011. So, you know, and that was, and the cost then was $944 apiece. So,
how about this, Mr. Jewell? How about if you make a motion to change that, and we'll see where that goes.
Sure, I'll do that. I'll make that motion to go ahead and change it, see if we get a contribution or at least some type of compensation for that. Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
I guess I'm confused. I thought we couldn't do this. Okay.
It could be brought back for discussion.
Yeah.
There also could be a motion made too.
Is there a second? Hearing none, the motion dies. Okay. That takes us on to new business. Resolution 35-2012 and 36, release of escrows.
So moved.
Okay, is there any discussion on either of these? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Doyle?
Yep.
Suarez?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Leba?
Yes.
37-2012 for a veteran's deduction.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Roll call on that one, please.
Boyle?
Yep.
Leva? Yes. Joel?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Let's do 38 and 39 together, tax sale certificates.
So moved. Second.
Okay, any discussion on either of those? Roll call on those, please.
Boyle?
Yep.
Valentine?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Weaver?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes.
Okay, 42, 2012.
The motion, resolution 42, 2012.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this one?
Yes.
Time.
Yes, I'm in full agreement with this. Are they going to, the DOT has been contacted about maybe restriping some of them spots so we can see them, because they're kind of hard to see sometimes, as far as those spots that are on NJTOT roads, especially the avenue.
Are you saying that the paint is worn, or
they're
just...
Yeah, well, the paint's definitely worn.
Yes.
We've been I know we've been in contact with them several times, but I think it's important, at least for handicap spaces, that's, you know...
Do we paint those, or does the state paint them?
I think the state paints, yes. Okay. And they're waiting to get this resolution from us, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
That can include all the spots, regular and handicapped, they're going to paint, yeah. Or... Okay.
Well, it's just the ones they have listed, not...
That would be my understanding.
Okay.
I can reach out to them and find out, but I would think the only ones they'll do what's in the resolution.
Okay. So removing one and adding two, that's all that I believe this would be.
Yeah. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? 43-2012, transfer of a retail consumption license.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this one?
Where exactly is this located?
This will be next to Raj's little quickie mart kind of thing.
On 31, you're talking?
The old Howard's.
Yes, in the old Howard's building.
Oh, that's where it's... Oh, okay. Because I drove by, I'm like, well, I might have gone too far.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 44. We do 44 and 45 together. Establishing Board of Education elections. Any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
By moving the date, that takes away the ability of the citizen to vote for the budget, correct?
Unless it exceeds the cap, I believe. If it exceeds the cap, then it has to go back out to the ballot.
They're discussing this tonight at the school board. I saw it on the high school website. So if we pass it, then... and they disagree. It's still law because the government passed it, according from what I understand.
That's correct. Yeah. We reached out to the superintendents, and they both said they are moving forward with it.
Okay.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just unity.
Yeah. Right, yeah, well, no, I'm hoping that we both do agree.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I do. It says that the thing is it's a 2% cap, so basically the board can raise the budget each year,
1.9.
Right.
Yeah.
And the voters have no say-so over it whatsoever.
Correct.
This removes the voters from voting on the budget at all.
That's correct.
You know, this doesn't save money, because every year they can increase the budget by 2%.
The only way it saves money is on that extra election, which is, what, about $10,000?
Right. It just saves on the first election. It saves you approximately $10,000 on time. But after that, they can continue to increase the budget year after year, and the voters have no say-so on it.
That's correct.
Actually, it saves every year.
Right.
That two elections.
Right.
Savings to the barrel, not the school.
And as I understand it, even if they do go above that 2%, it does go on the ballot. It goes on in November.
That's correct.
Okay. So they would be operated under the same rules we are.
Also, I don't know if it matters if it's a typo on paragraph 8. It's a school board. It should be school board. I don't know.
Okay.
I just think it just takes more control of the voters. It's, you know, we must control the voters over their budget and who's on the school board.
I agree with you, and I wish they voted on ours.
How's
that?
That's a good point.
Okay. Any other discussion on this?
You're on game today.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And any abstentions? And that takes us to 48-2012, a grant application for recreational trails.
So moved, Dick.
Okay, is there any discussion on this?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins.
Thank you for the grant application. Although, there is an although. Two things that I have for you. Well, I'm in favor of it because if the grant gets approved and something happens, we don't have to take it. But in close to you, I have a letter from 2005 for the wetlands, I guess, overview of it. Has our current engineer reviewed that? And is that still valid because that's 7 years old? You know what I'm talking about?
To answer your question, the engineer has not reviewed it. I did a lot of digging and finding old history.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that report particularly was important because it was DEP kind of acknowledgement of the fact that wetlands is not a major issue. It also addressed things like endangered species and a lot of that I thought would up our ante when the grant is read.
Mm-hmm.
And so I included it. We have reached out to another, I don't remember the name of the company, but Victor brought up a fellow named Andrew, the company SSS, that two people have talked to.
That is our engineer,
yeah.
Okay. I have not had anything back from him. He broke his leg trying to keep up with his kid playing lacrosse the other day. So, but that is out to his partner right now, and if he comes back with any helpful things that we get ready by Friday, the grant has to be in hand by Wednesday.
Right.
So I said, okay, you want to play with it now, but not after
Friday. Yeah, and SC is looking at it, and then they're not going to charge us to look at it.
Right.
Yeah, but the point is, I think that we need to go ahead and approve this because it's a grant for that purpose. I think that the matching funds could come from capital improvements.
Well, not even. The matching funds are going to be from the labor.
Also, it was $6,000.
Yeah, I thought it was $6,500.
Yeah, but that's...
Here it's zero budgeting.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's even better. But the second point is that there was a big to-do about grant applications being rushed through. You know what I mean? And trust me, I'm glad you did it. The letter's dated October, but that was from the whole debacle with the fire department. Do you remember the policy that we established when you had the grants committee?
Right.
That's all I want to say.
It's a federally funded, federally administered grant. It's not Green Acres. It's not a grant. It's on Green Acres property because we've had a Green Acres loan on previously.
You mean it's DEP administered?
But the DEP.
Yeah, you said DPW.
It said the deadline application for the Green Acres program.
Oh. Okay, then I'm...
It's the Green Acres program, but it's not going to be like the pool, because I asked...
No, this is a grant, not a loan.
Right, so you're not going to have the restrictions placed on, like what? And they did go through, they still have to follow the policy. There's no other committee to review it, but they've had, you know, they're not like rushing into it or whatever.
No. What I'm trying to say is the application deadline is the 15th, today's the 7th. The date of the letter was in October.
So you wanted to see this like the beginning of the first meeting?
I'm just saying, we're going to follow policy.
It should have been that.
But trust me, I'm pleased.
Okay. Any other discussion?
We could push aside policy for this right here. One question. Are you putting in a parking lot? The gravel parking lot?
No.
How are people going to get there?
That was one of the things I really weighed. If we spent the money on the parking lot, we probably would have to put in a bridge because the access is shown on that sheet you're talking about is over the wetlands. And I weighed that and I said, I'd rather have some place for people to go rather than a parking lot for no place to go to.
Okay, so will there be a walking access from Railroad Avenue to?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Well.
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes.
Yule?
Yes.
Leila?
Yes.
Also on the desk tonight, you saw something for St. Joseph's. There is for a liquor license application and a raffle application. So I'd accept a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And an abstention?
I will abstain.
Sir? Okay, that takes us to our vouchers. Stella?
Well, make a motion. Shall we make a motion to pay the bills?
Hold for a second.
Going back to what John was concerned about with the voting going to November, is that going to make the Board of Education budget be like a contractual thing every year? Like, you have to adhere to the fact that they're going to be able to increase their budget mm-hmm. every year with L or I water?
I'm not sure I understand exactly what you're asking.
They can only increase it by 2%.
They will be able to increase their budget by 1.9%.
Without anybody saying, oh, yes or no, kiss my quarter, go to the devil, yeah?
Yeah. Yes.
Correct.
So, as you the government is going to put their fingers into it again. I'm just not, you've passed it, so.
Yeah.
Sure. That's all right. I agree with John.
We only passed a resolution about the November ballot.
Putting it up, well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
the other election stuff, I mean, what are we going to do?
That's beyond our control. We can't help what they do.
Yeah.
That's,
Two elections.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's where residents go to the school board.
And just so you know, so typically a budget's probably going to go up about that much anyway, just in the increase in health benefits and pensions. Like, if you look at our town budget, every year there are certain items that go up every year that you have no control over.
Yeah, and they're cyclical.
Right.
Some years it's the insurance, some years it's gas or electric or something like that.
And there's contractual, too, like the manager's vacation.
Oh, at least those we know about ahead of time. Okay, vouchers.
Any motion to pay the bills?
Second. Okay, any discussion on the vouchers? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes, with the exception of saying anything that has to do with the fire department.
Joel?
Yes, I think squad and fire department.
Leila?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes. That takes us to the recap. Do we have anything on your list?
Do you want me to reach out to CityNet to have them come in?
I do. Yes,
yes.
Please. Please. We need to make a motion on that?
Do we want to do that now? Do we want to get let Mr. Torres submit his information first? So maybe
we can have them the same
all
night.
One night kind
right.
of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So we'll hold off on having CityNet?
Yeah.
Okay. I will reach out to the
well,
with me.
Maybe you should contact them and tell them that we're doing this and that
tell them we're interested, we'll get back to them.
And just to give them a heads up so they can
prepare to come.
Yeah, if this other company says no, they're not going to come.
No, they'll come. The other people want to come.
I'll reach out to the attorneys to get a legal opinion about resident involvement in the hiring of a manager process. And I believe the question about the library's money was answered.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay.
The resident involvement is not about hiring. It's about being a part of discussion, not the actual hiring. I don't want the attorney to answer just because of the hiring.
They want to be part of the process.
Part of the process.
Yeah. Right, but not the hiring.
The question is, can they be involved in any part of the process?
Right, so we
but
can be
trained. The question also was, can they sit
to observe.
During interviews
right.
as well.
Oh, was it? During the interviews?
So well, let's get an opinion as to what can and can't be done.
Yeah, or that's better. But yeah.
You know, let's find out where the line is.
The interviews, I'm sure it's going to be a no.
Yeah.
And I guess Christine, I guess.
No, I don't think.
you should probably put down two to get forward the other council people the same questions that they were asking about.
And the letter from Mr. Feldman, if you could scan that in. Can you do that for me?
Oh, sure.
Okay, and that's all on the recap?
Yes.
That takes us to council remarks. Mr. Jewell.
I don't either.
Mr. Boyle.
Thank you, Mayor. In light of Richard's getting ready to leave the borough, do we know how many days he will be on site? Is it planned that he's going to take how many days off?
Yes.
Do we know what days he's taking off?
Yes.
You guys know?
He sent an email.
I don't read his email. So that's bad on me.
Can we get a copy just for the council meeting, just for reference, so we all distribute it?
So last week he's here.
When is his last day? Oh, I read it like
March 5th.
March 5th. This is his last day. And he's on vacation.
But tonight he's ill, so, right?
Yes.
Is that correct? So he might be ill for this week.
Yes, and there's a little bit
last
there.
Week or whatever, so.
And, you know, it's a possibility that he will take another day or two to acclimate down in Clinton.
So during the budget process, we're going to rely heavily on CFO.
And auditor.
And auditor. And not the manager. Manager did his part.
Well, he'll still be involved. He'll still be here to answer questions. And he is committed that after he is gone, if we have questions that we need him to answer, he'll be happy to field them and answer them.
All right.
Will he be on vacation or telecommuting? It's part of the cipher what he's doing, you know what I mean?
Vacation.
Okay. I want to make sure.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Boyle?
No, thank you.
Okay. Mrs. Gleva?
Two things. One, and I didn't say it at the last meeting, but I just wanted to publicly thank you for, you know, stepping up to do both jobs until we do. It is appreciated. I had a question from one of the manager's emails, just for my own clarification. How does that work? Like, why now the bid threshold is different?
Because of the qualified purchasing agent.
So is that like an interview question to make sure that the new manager comes in as a qualified purchasing agent?
You could ask it.
Like, wouldn't that be something that we'd want to make sure of?
We put it in the advertisement that a QPA, which is the qualified purchasing agent, is a plus.
It's a plus, okay.
Well, it's not mandatory.
It's not mandatory, yeah, okay.
And just a point of information, too, we can adjust the threshold for the purchasing as well, so that if this person comes in and is a QPA, but we can go back to a lower number so we're not set in stone with that.
All right, that's all I have. Thanks. Okay.
Mr. Torres?
I just wanted to make certain that we hear from the police so we get, you know, input for a budget, you know, from the police budget as soon as possible. Basically, other than that, no.
Mr. Higgins.
Yes, sir. We got a couple things. I read an article in yesterday's paper about red light cameras. No discussion about that? Are we going to discuss that? Is that red light cameras?
It was brought up at the meeting, and I was going to be the point man and get a contact with Chief McDonald, which I did, and he's actually looking into the feasibility studies. Getting in contact with that company, and he'll get back to me as soon as he can. I haven't heard from him since.
Okay, I'm going to register a complaint, if I can. The complaint is, it was in the paper that we're doing it, but it was also in the paper that you got to be part of the pilot program. What else?
I read it as it was in the paper as it was something that was being looked at.
It's all up to interpretation, David.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, when he called me, I told him we're looking into it, and that's all we're doing.
Because you can't. Are you looking into it to get costs so that we do?
Yes.
Or, see, when the chief came, he presented it as it's a pilot program, so it's no cost to us.
Right. There is no cost. Actually, the cameras do pay for themselves, and he's going to look into that and see what the study would be, the feasibility study of what intersections would be applicable to the cameras.
Yeah.
And then the
but according to the New Jersey Department of
Transportation. So when he first came, though, he talked about us being in the study, and then it wouldn't cost
us. Well, the point Mr. Higgins is going to make is that there's only certain communities that are allowed to do it right now.
Right, so that's why I thought it was nothing would be happening.
So we're not one of those communities, right?
Nothing is
so they already have 25 communities. But he's looking into actually doing it.
Yeah,
when the pilot program is over, if it's approved, he wants to have all his ducks in a row just in case.
Right.
Okay.
That's what?
No.
Okay. No?
No.
You're afraid to be caught speeding?
It's for running a red light, coming to a complete stop. I'm sure you've read about it at 57 and, or 22 and 519. They have the cameras.
They also have a YouTube video for Bohacon Police, which the paper didn't mention, and I told them to put it in there, that there's several close calls, and I think it's pretty eye-opening if you watch it. It's on, I think it's Bohacon Police. Just type in there, and you should be able to look it up.
519.
There's two cameras right now in Warren County. They're at Route 22 and 519, and at the 122 and 222 intersections, which is right by Target, and the other intersection that was right near the Walmart intersection. So those two intersections have cameras right now. The first in the state to do that was Newark, New Jersey, and they've seen many positive results. So, I mean, it's just, there's many other cameras all over.
It's interesting you mention that, because actually on the way here tonight, I was at the light at Church Street, and it turned green for me to go, and I just didn't go through, just for some reason just stopped for a second, and sure enough, this car comes barreling down Belvedere and goes right there. It wasn't even a turn, it was a red light before this car got to, like, I would say 15 feet before the intersection. And just the way he was traveling, I knew this guy was going to stop, and if I went through, he would just slam right.
Right, it's a safety standpoint, I mean, I've cut a few people out of cars extricating with the squad, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty eye-opening to see that. You don't want to see that. It's numbing. So from my aspect, I think safety, I'm not concerned about the revenue. I never was. I'm just looking for safety, because I know several people who've gotten in accidents, personal friends, and I don't want to see that happen to anybody in our community, certainly.
Because of someone going through the red light?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And if you look at that video on YouTube, you'll see that. Again, it's very eye-opening. You'll see tractor trailers getting almost hit a car.
Another red light that gets run a lot is one by the PNC Bank.
Right. See, yeah, I think if the state does look into the program.
Can we stay on point, please?
Okay.
Point of order. Not to be rude, but.
Mr. Higgins, what else do you have?
Let's see here. Budget workshop dates.
Yes.
When are we going to start doing?
Okay. What dates are good for people? Do we want to start this weekend, or do we want to go next week?
Mondays.
Could be weekdays, weekends.
Monday night?
As long as there's no planning board, I could make it. Well,
I won't be here next Monday night, but so you can, or this weekend. So you can have a meeting without me.
No, we can't.
Yes, you can. You're not going to get much from me. I learned my lesson last year.
No.
After the computer purchases, I'm done.
Well, Mayor, if there was...
You're lucky I go to any workshop.
If there was planning board, could we do it in the fire hall if it's available? Would that be feasible or no?
It could be, but that takes Mr. Valentine and I out of the process.
That's true. Okay.
You know, unless we do it at 4 o'clock, and I'm not sure that he would be available.
I completely forgot about that part.
And do we want department heads to attend?
I think we need to get together first and review it. And then
I agree with
decision.
Dave.
Review the budget. Okay.
And just a point of interest, Belvedere is now out of the trash business.
Are they?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
They are.
Lucked out. Well, if they took us, maybe we would have saved them. Right. Okay, so...
That's it.
Well, Monday night, I heard a suggestion for that. So there isn't planning board this Monday, is it? It's the
second okay. Monday?
Okay.
Yes, President's Day. Which is fine for me. I'll come in Monday night.
Okay.
I'd rather do it Monday than Saturday.
Me too.
Okay. How about if we do something Monday, 7 o'clock?
This coming Monday for...
Yeah, Mr. Gleba won't be able to make it, but the rest of us, I believe, can.
I think we have a hard time. We're doing a budget workshop, and we don't have a whole council.
We don't need the whole council. It's just the workshop.
She can forward her suggestions, because it's just going to be, it's no department heads, right? It's just going to be...
Just us going through everything. What do we have questions on? What are we looking at? Then we can schedule from there. Mrs. Gleba can forward any questions or concerns she has before then or even after, if necessary.
I may have to work that Monday, but I'll let you know. Like, I have some work coming up at work.
Okay.
I would make this request... Just bring your questions for the specific areas of interest. That, you know what I mean? I don't think we need to go over it line by line.
Okay. It's a Monday, 7 o'clock. Should we have that as a motion? And if Ms. Turchin can attend?
Do you have to advertise that? Well, the CFO and the manager never came to any other budget workshop we had.
Beginning, I think, the first one, Richard.
Ms. Blanchard has a comment here.
Well, that was my question. Do you want to see if Jay will be attending? Because it is a holiday, I have to check with Tasha. I'm not sure of her availability. So who do you want the manager in the Tasha?
Oh, I won't be here, sir.
If we bring her in on the holiday.
I don't think so.
We can develop our questions.
He's the manager.
Practicing the word now?
Do we bring the Tasha in on a holiday to do a meeting? Are we looking at an additional cost?
Yeah, salary.
Okay, I'm just going to make sure.
All right, Monday's fine. We'll just have to check.
13th, right?
So how about if we have a motion to set that as the meeting date for, how about we do a 7 to 9 meeting? So we have an ending for it. And if we end sooner, fine.
7 to 8.
Well.
7:30.
So would someone like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
Are we going to have an executive session?
I don't think so. I don't see a need for it, other than we're receiving a document. There's not going to be no discussion on it that we can do.
We're receiving a document?
That's the way I view it.
You've received it.
Yeah. It's just kind of listed as, I guess it shouldn't be anything but correspondence, but it's executive in nature. Mr. Valentine, you have anything?
Oh, no.
Okay, and I have nothing. That takes us to adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.